Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We had mentioned the fact that there are a number of food brands pulling food dye, specifically the food dyes that have been deemed bad by the FDA,
yep,
out of their products. Interesting question from the text line. And you had mentioned that Heinz ketchup does not have any food dye in it.
That's what they claim. That is correct.
However, if they do, and it's now going to be a more pinkish color, great question from the text line. The staple foods that we've been eating for decades, will we still be able to stomach them if they are a dramatically different color?
Okay, so if you gave me something that was a suspect grayish and told me, eat it, it's mayonnaise, or eat it, it's ketchup. I do think that this is a great topic. I do think the color of something will have an effect on whether or not you determine it to be palatable.
So what do you like on a hot dog?
Ketchup.
Okay. And you recently disclosed that you've gotten into eating hot dogs of late.
I know I shouldn't, but I do.
That's okay. I had a hot dog today at the Sam's Brilliant Cookout out in the parking lot today. It was really good, by the way.
Thank you.
And I put ketchup on my hot dog.
And it was a rich red.
It was rich. If the ketchup was, let's say, gray, or orange, or black, I don't know that I would be able to eat it.
Yeah.
Even if it tasted exactly the same. Even if it tasted the same and that was its actual color.
So my grandmother used to make and jar pickles homemade out of cucumbers, right? And I would watch her do this. She did a sweet butter and bread and butter pickle.
Okay.
And then she did more of a saltier pickle. She would add several drops of green food coloring. Because fun fact, when you actually make pickles from cucumbers.
What color are they?
They're not green.
What are they?
They're light, like a cucumber.
Light what?
Like a light produce color. It's, you know, like.
But cucumbers are dark green.
On the outside, but on the inside.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The meat, if you will.
They're more of a bland.
It's a bland cream, yeah. Green. It's a weird color.
And so is that the color of a pickle in real life?
So listen to this. Without artificial dyes, foods will generally appear in their natural unenhanced color, which can range from browns and tans to yellows, reds, and greens. Try getting a toddler to eat something now. I mean, it's going to be interesting for parents.
Mm-hmm. Well, and keep in mind, specifically with ground beef, we've known for years that they put something into the ground beef to give it a stronger red color because the way that it's processed, it has a naturally grayish color. Are you buying gray ground beef?
Red dye 40. Without this dye, candy, cereal, and drinks will not be vibrant red. They will be pale pink or brown. Brown candy, cereal, and drinks. Blue dye 1. Products that were once blue and bright blue might be now a duller green or gray.
Ugh. So, Dana, I'm drinking a Fruit Punch Gatorade Zero. What color is that?
It's a very cherry red.
Okay. You know why? I just read the ingredients. Red Dye 40.
Mm.
No wonder you're so neurotic.
You want to know what Red Dye 40 does to your body?
I've heard it's not good.
It has been linked to DNA damage, inflammation, impacts the gut microbe. Studies on mice have shown that Red Dye 40 can cause DNA damage in both in vitro and in vivo and can lead to inflammation in the colon and rectum. Additionally, it has been associated with dysbiosis imbalance.
And Dana, to your question, when we previously brought this up, why are they taking 2 years to phase it out? To give the companies time to find another way to make those products red.
What is the rarest, Scott, natural food color? One that without the dye, it really doesn't exist.
Red.
Nope. Because red, you've got cherries, you've got tomatoes.
Green.
Mm-mm.
Blue.
Blue. It's blue. Green, you know, you have green beans. You have, like, green naturally exists in vegetables.
What food is blue?
Well, most natural food colors that we call blue are actually purple.
Blue is notoriously scarce in the palate of natural foods. And among foods that are called blue, few of them have a purely blue pigment.
Like, blueberries are really blue, right?
No, they're purple.
Oh.
It's actually scarce in nature in general. And by the way, do you remember when Heinz rolled out their colorful ketchup back in the 90s?
A number of people are saying this on the text line, that they rolled out a purple ketchup in the early 2000s. I do not remember that.
They had purple and green, and you don't remember it because nobody bought it.
Huh.
Did you also know, Scott, that when you buy an orange, can we talk about this? When you buy an orange, the orange isn't orange. Like, this blew my mind a few weeks ago.
What are you talking about?
When you buy an orange, that is not really an orange. They add orange to your orange.
But it's orange on the tree.
It's, Scott, ask Sam. I think you were gone when this came up. When I was reading something about these artificial dyes, they're like, the dye that they put on your oranges. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean, like orange candy? And Sam goes, no. Oranges are not really orange.
Some oranges are artificially colored.
They are
citrus
painted.
Red number two.
Scott, they're painted to look orange.
Well, what color are they when they're on the tree? They look orange to me.
Well, naturally, they come out in a variety. They are produced by the tree in a variety of different natural colors, typically a hue of orange, but they found the more orange the orange, the
you
more likely
buy
you are to buy it.
Huh.
Same reason why they put not red food coloring. They do something else to ground beef to make it more red. Same thing with farm-raised salmon.
Yeah, it's gray. Yep. Salmon is actually gray in color. Are you going to buy a gray salmon? Because to me, that doesn't look like it's edible.
As recently as 1950, the FDA acknowledged that children became sick after eating orange Halloween candy that contained a dye. So again, we've known this for decades.
And in reality, we can maintain our colorful food. We're just going to have to change the way or the speed
that
in which we process it.
Yeah, that we perceive it.
Or just process it in general. Because, like, locally raised ground beef is red. But that's because it doesn't go through the same processes that a mega farm is putting out.
So, if these red 40 dyes are banned, what color is the ground beef going to be when I'm at the meat department at my grocery store?
Is it from a locally raised farm or is it from the mega farm?
No, locally raised farm, it would be
it would be red.
From a locally raised farm, it would be red. From a mega farm, it's going to be gray-ish.
I thought the red was the dye they put in the hamburger. I thought they dyed red.
It has to do with the processing to get it to last longer so they can get it from the mega farm to the store.
Mm. All right. You guys have traveled the world. What does the food look like in Europe?
In other countries. Yeah. Over time, listen to this.
I never ate a hamburger in
Germany.
People
will get used to the more muted hues of foods with natural ingredients. But I think for a while, you're going to look down and go,
that's gross.
Is this good to eat?
Yeah. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.